key thing here about this is that we have been the instigators of a new approach to offshore wind as such. And what we have agreed with Hexicon is that they are prepared to go down the route that we want to with this, where we are involved, and when I say we, the fishing sector, we are the ones that are calling the shots here in terms of we don't want developers drawing lines and maps and producing it to us as a fait accompli. We're going to start this from the initial stage where we are there identifying the most suitable location, both from a fisheries and an environmental point of view. So this is a totally new approach, and it has never, as far as I'm aware, this hasn't been done around the world anywhere yet. And we're delighted that Hexicon have the same views as us in relation to this, that they want to go down this route where we work together in harmony and collaboration to the benefit of everyone here. And once we do that, I'm very confident that we will be able to develop floating offshore wind. And by the way, one of our key principles is that we're not interested in inshore fixed wind as such. We can see the hassle that's been happening in the east and south coast, and we are having this new approach will make a huge difference to developing this. And I really do think this is a game changer for not alone Killybegs, but for Donegal in terms of developing this in a sustainable way that enhances our fishing sector and our intention is that Killybegs will become a hub for alternative energy, either hydrogen or ammonia, which will ultimately fuel the vessels and replace the marine diesel that's being used at the moment.
So when this is operational, it will then obviously benefit the fishermen as well as people on shore?
Oh, 100%. This will very much be of benefit to the entire community here. And we have a lot of expertise in Killybegs already in terms of the port, and we see this really being a game changer in terms of having significant high-tech jobs developed here. I mean, we are talking towards the end of this decade as such. We are talking between 27 and 30 is when our intention would be to see this the first phase of this up and running.